producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Oh, I have the busy throat. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We have yet another initiative. This is the thing about the political machine. We never have enough of anything. If we have something new come up, even though we may have redundant agencies that can handle it, well, golly gosh, let's put another one in place, shall we? Now we have something called the Strong Cities Network that's coming to us. Now remember, the Strong Cities Network comes on the heels of Obama and at the behest of his brain trust, including Cass Sunstein, where they want to start doing behavioral experiments to see if they can change the way we think to the way they think, okay? Which they've been doing that for a long time. It's called the mainstream media, but now we have something called the Strong Cities Network. Now, according to their website, they aim to connect cities and other local authorities on an international basis to enhance local-level approaches to prevent violent extremism, including facilitating information sharing, mutual learning, and creation of new and innovative local practices. This, by the way, was launched by the United Nations. According to its website, Strong Cities aims to connect cities and other local, you know, and in addition to the cities that are named in the Strong Cities, there's also, what are they calling it? There's something else called the Countering Violent Extremism Pilot Program, and that will also include three other cities, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, and Boston, to go along with the four U.S. cities chosen, which is also Minneapolis, New York, Denver, and Atlanta. We have a summit scheduled to take place next spring in Paris. Now, the Strong Cities program has been criticized by the New York Civil Liberties Union and by American Muslim activists fearful it will target Muslims. And I think that's all a bunch of balderdash. I think that's a bunch of, I don't know. Misdirection, if you will. I think this is going to be just like the Southern Poverty Law Center. I think that, you know, getting out there and saying they're going to go against the Council on American Islamic Relations, I think that's a bit of a, I think that's a bit of a shenanigan there. I think they will go after, Now let's think about what we're talking about here. We're talking about Loretta Lynch, who was picked by Barack Obama. The Obama administration has their own predilections towards where they want to go, what they want to do. In all of their stated goals, they do not mention Islam, which Obama has been dressed down by the British Prime Minister for not calling Islam what it is. He probably wasn't used to that. Obama thinks he's quite, you know, the happening thing. The Attorney General, in her remarks, avoided referring to any specific religion. She did refer to groups like ISIL, which is the Obama Obama term for ISIS. And she referred ecumenically to fanatics motivated by hatred against religious or ethnic factions, and explained that all are antithetical to the shared vision and common cause that joins us, whatever that is. I don't think this is going to go after what they say it's going to go after. Mayor de Blasio out of New York is insisting that there will not be any focus on any one type of extremism and references to the shooting. He made references to the shooting of the churchgoers in Charleston and the past attacks on Planned Parenthood clinics. Here we go. Now we're getting into a little bit of candor. I believe they will start targeting conservative groups. The IRS has been outed, you see. Everybody knows they do that, so now I think they're going to do this instead. They're going to be working, supposedly, in close cooperation with the United Nations, which we all know how good that's going to be for us. This is the organization that put Saudi Arabia in charge of its Human Rights Commission. And their High Commissioner for Human Rights, Saudi Prince Zayed Raad Hussein, is scheduled to be present at the launch of this, the Strong Cities Network. Are these remarks that she's putting out there, Lynch, and the Strong Cities Network self-description, necessary diplomatic niceties for the program designed to deal with violent Islamism? Or are they going to segue? This is the problem I have with this stuff when it comes to this kind of rhetoric. When we put an organization in place or program in place and they get out there and they say it's supposed to do this and it's supposed to do that, you can damn sure bet they're going to prostitute it in some way to turn it inward. The refusal of this program, of the Attorney General and other officials involved in it to speak plainly about violent Islamism and the need to defeat it does not bode well for them to actually fight Islamism and succeed at their task. To quote former U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency Director Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, you can't defeat an enemy that you don't admit exists. I got to admit, I have rounded that bend to where I don't trust anything they do now. I really don't. And that part of it is, well, it's a shame, because I'm not the only one, I'm sure, but I really believe in America. Just as I really believe that the people that think they're in charge of America right now, that hold office, whether it's appointed or elected, they think they're in charge of me. This part is going to bode badly for them, because we see the issue and they don't. And they know we see it. We're going to be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the Twitter. Because that's where it's all at. From the Associated Press, son of a gun lover, killer and mom shared a fascination with firearms and shot targets together. This is coming out of Oregon. They're comparing it to Sandy Hook. And they're saying it's because mothers make, or females make, lousy gun owners when it's just females. Of course, they make no reference whatsoever. You know, there's plenty of two-parent families that mass killers come from. Yeah. You know? Just that Adam Lanza came, you know, his mother lived alone with him, and then there's this cat here, Mercer. So, Mercer was living a very solitary life with his mom, who shared his fascination with guns. And both stories, according to the AP, illustrate the struggles that parents face caring for a deeply troubled child, struggles that can inadvertently lead to a volatile outcome, made easier by ready access to weaponry. Mary Ellen O'Toole, a former FBI profiler who directs George Mason University's forensic science program, which is interesting coming from this source. When you begin to bring guns into the home environment where you have the dangerous cocktail of behavior, that's pretty unbelievable. Now, the comparison to Adam Lanza, okay? And once again, let me say this. Let me say why I mention their names, because they're the ones at fault. I have plenty of friends who will not mention their names. They won't publish their names. I don't. I respect that. But when we don't get out there and mention them by name, are we saying, is there somebody out there that could be saying, well, it's the guns that's the issue if it's not their problem? If they're not the ones at fault? Because even though they're not inadvertently saying, well, they're not the ones at fault, them getting out there and saying, we're not going to publicize their name. Well, okay, I get it. I'll be doing things my way. Now, both women, in the case of Lanza and Harper Mercer, were longtime gun enthusiasts, not uncommon in many parts of America when gun ownership is prevalent and encouraged. The two mothers had multiple weapons. They took their sons to shooting ranges, like moms might. And according to the investigation into the Sandy Hook shooting in the Daily Breeze newspaper in Torrance, California, where Mercer lived for years with her son, or Harper, rather, excuse me, it's easy to judge them in hindsight. But where's the handbook on one of these relationships between a parent and a child when it's strained or complicated and there's a mental health issue involved in it too? Where is that coming from? Where does that originate? Peter Longman, who's written two books on school shooters, he's a psychologist, said it's easy to judge them. And it's some of these solutions that these parents come up with to try to reach them turn out to be bad, which is, you know, he says in some cases parents don't recognize that there's a problem. In other cases, they're aware of their child's mental health issues, but they don't see any evidence of violence, so they don't see any reason not to take their kid target shooting. So, you know, the problem we have here is that we're saying parents, stop being parents and look at things completely detached from your child. Who's doing that? Who's able to do that? The AP article goes on to note that the mothers of the Sandy Hook and Umpqua Community College attackers were shooting enthusiasts in a tone that suggests they were abnormal for owning firearms and enjoying target shooting, and faults them for not noticing any possible signs that their children might be dangerously mentally ill. I want to point something out to any of you writers out there who may think that you can look at something and say, they're at fault for not noticing. One of the absolutely horrific things out of that Roanoke shooting was that that guy went up on that female reporter at a 90-degree angle at less than 4 feet away from her, 5 feet away from her, gun out, extended towards her, and she didn't see it. And I know what you're saying. Well, Bill, you know, when they're interviewing, they've got that razor focus on their, that laser focus on their interviewee. That's a bunch of junk. We're talking about self-preservation. I can't turn off my peripheral vision. I see things all the time. I'll see a shadow or something, and it'll be a dog or headlights or something like that. But I'm constantly seeing that stuff, and I'm constantly like, what? And, you know, there's times I would like to turn that off, but I can't. That's not noticing when something is wrong. That's catastrophic, not noticing when something is wrong. That's taking your awareness and taking it way down below off. You're way down below off. The only way you could be less aware would be to be asleep. The Associated Press reporters who wrote the article did not similarly fault the married parents of other mass murderers and spree killers, nor the absentee fathers of the two mass killers that the article focuses upon. And the implication here is clear. Women are unfit to own guns and unfit to judge whether or not children should have access to firearms. Women, you are not good parents. You don't know how to own guns. You don't know how to secure guns. Very simple. Don't you know this already? The AP knows it. They're telling you. This is their attempt to frighten you away from firearms ownership based on two isolated, extremely rare incidents. The reality here is that millions of women own firearms and enjoy target shooting. They defend themselves with guns on a regular basis, daily. Women like Gina Somm and Kimberly Munley have fought mass murders. Women like Julie Galoob and Ling Nu are phenomenal competitive shooters. But listen, the Associated Press knows better than you. Step away from guns, ladies. You are not capable of handling it. You're not. You are not. Because they know better. It's your fault. Has nothing to do with the shooters, of course. But it's your fault. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yes, folks, President Obama lied. He does want to take your guns. And I actually welcome his open politicizing part of his quest. I have a lot of umbrage, however, at his intellectual dishonesty with some of the points that he puts forward as gun sense or common sense gun law. After the Umpqua Community College shooting, before they had caught the guy, well, no, they didn't catch the guy. Before, you know, everything was still ongoing. They hadn't identified anybody. The blood was still drying. Obama took to the airwaves to issue this statement. We know that other countries, in response to one mass shooting, have been able to craft laws that almost eliminate mass shootings. Friends of ours, allies of ours, Great Britain, Australia, countries like ours. So we know there are ways to prevent it. This is confiscation and outright banning that he's referring to, and they are not countries like ours. Britain has never been a country like ours. In fact, we're a country like we are because of Britain. Australia has never been a country like ours. We all speak English, sort of. But, and overall, in both of those countries, the homicide rates did not change. Instead, the United Kingdom has become the most violent country in Europe. But this brings us back to Chicago. This brings us back internally here in the United States. In 1982, the city of Chicago instituted a ban on handguns. The ban prohibited civilians from possessing handguns except those registered with the city government prior to enactment of the law. They had to be re-registered every 2 years or owners would forfeit their right to possess them. In 1994, the law was amended to require annual re-registration. This was the best model to prove gun control was either going to work or not work, because they went the way of Australia, of the UK. What do we find? Same thing we find everywhere. Since the handgun ban went into effect, the percentage of Chicago murders committed with handguns has averaged about 40% higher than it was before the law took effect, because there's no handguns for self-defense, they're just for offensive use. In 2005, 96% of firearm murder victims in Chicago were killed with handguns. In the wake of their handgun ban, at least five suburbs surrounding Chicago instituted similar handgun bans. Then, in June of 2008, the Supreme Court overturned the District of Columbia handgun ban. Four of those suburbs repealed their bans, and in June 2010, after Chicago said that only applies to D.C., the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that Chicago's ban was unconstitutional. In July of 2013, a bill enforcing the Illinois gun owner's right to carry concealed firearms was passed, and Illinois became the last state in the nation to allow public possession of concealed guns. In April 2014, the Chicago Police Department confirmed that city had experienced its lowest murder rate since 1958 in the first quarter of 2014. There were 90 fewer shootings and 119 fewer shooting victims compared to the prior year, as well as 222 fewer shootings and 292 fewer shooting victims compared to the first quarter of 2012. Crime across the board was decreased by a whopping 25% from 2013, and police reported confiscating over 1,300 illegal guns, from January to March 2014. Right now, in several U.S. big cities, we're seeing a homicide rate surge. And among them, not surprisingly, is Chicago. In September alone, I did a video the other day asking how many people died in Chicago. In September alone, Chicago saw 59 murders and 362 gunshot victims in September. That was the deadliest month in Chicago since 2002, according to the Chicago Tribune. Beyond Chicago, the Illinois gun law are affecting other cities as well. East St. Louis ranks number one with the highest murder rate in the nation and boasts 0.86 murders per 1,000 residents, approximately 21 times the national average. 21 times. Harvey, Illinois has a violent crime rate of 1,373.8 with a population of only 25,404. That's bad. City of Rockford has a population of 152,293, but endured a whopping 2,083 violent crimes with 9 murders, 124 cases of forcible rape, 499 robberies, and 1,451 aggravated assaults in 2014. We don't have to let the gun grabbers let the data do the talking. We can talk to the criminals behind the data to find certain things out. They performed a gun study by surveying 99 Cook County, Illinois inmates who identified exactly how they were able to obtain guns. And believe it or not, the vast majority of guns used by criminals to commit crimes are obtained illegally. The best part of the survey in its conclusion, states it is rare for offenders to buy from licensed dealers and also rare for them to steal their guns. Rather, the predominant sources of guns to offenders are family, acquaintances, fellow gang members, which is to say members of their social network. Gun crime experts John Lott Jr. and David Mustard made the most compelling argument in crime deterrence and right to carry concealed firearms, which showed when state concealed handgun laws went into effect in a county, murders fell by 8.5%, rapes and aggravated assaults fell by 5 to 7%. Simply put, more guns means less crime. Your intellectual dishonesty is on parade, sir, Mr. President. If you think a massive gun grab across the nation is going to stop gun violence, well, we know, for one thing, you don't care about stopping gun violence. That's one thing. It's really not on your radar. It's not on any liberal's radar to stop the gun violence. Really isn't. So, these notions that you're throwing out, they're just wrong. And believe it or not, we see it. We see you for what you are. Finally, we have transparency because you finally leveled with us. Although you did it in a veiled attempt to just make it sound like some new program was enacted in Australia that's just working out really good and the Aussies just love it. That's not what happened. I can't wait to debate somebody on the Australian option. I wish somebody would call in and tell me how good it was. I do. Because it all started off with a gun buyback, a coercive gun buyback program, which in and of itself is intellectually dishonest. How do you buy back something you never sold in the first place? We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right, gun grabbers, I'm tired of you hemming and hawing around. I'm going to give you the five easiest steps to make the United States a gun-free nation. Are you ready? Pens in hand, paper on the desk. Step one, for a gun-free America, the first thing you're going to need is two-thirds of Congress. So you need to elect a minimum of 67 senators and 290 representatives who are on your side. If you cannot get to that, you are not going to get what you want. Step two, put the proposal out there. Have them vote to propose an amendment to the Constitution which repeals the Second Amendment right, or the Second Amendment gun rights for all Americans across the board. Step three is then to ratify that proposal, then convince the legislators of 38 states to ratify that change. Congratulations, the Second Amendment is history. One big problem, you have done nothing to decrease gun violence. All you've done is remove the barrier for Congress to act. Because removing the Second Amendment bans nothing. As a matter of fact, the Second Amendment is nothing more than a codification of something that we believe is a God-given right to begin with. So that gets us nowhere. So then comes the very problematic steps four and five. Step four, legislate. This is when you need to enact common sense gun reform. And you can try to do what Australia did. Or maybe beyond that. Just go large. Go large with this. Ban all guns. It will have to be passed by Congress and signed by the President. Congratulations. That law is passed, and now guns are now illegal. The only thing you have left to do at that point is to, step five, enforce it. Guns are not going to disappear because you pass a law. You're going to need to look at confiscating some 350 million plus guns scattered among 330 million Americans. You can try some sort of a coercive buyback like Australia did, but like Australia, that will still leave behind anywhere from 60 to 80% of privately owned firearms. There's your problem. The rest you're going to have to go out and attempt to take. You're going to need the police, the FBI, the ATF, or the National Guard, all known for their nuanced approach to potentially dangerous situations, to go door-to-door through 3.8 million square miles of this country and take guns by force from thousands, if not millions, of well-armed individuals, many of whom are more than willing to start a civil war than acquiesce to your asinine proposal. When that happens, when you pass this law, when you go this way in order to stop gun violence, you're going to see gun violence amplified beyond anything you could possibly imagine. But those are the five easy steps, gun grabbers, for you to make a gun-free America. Be sure and dot all the I's and cross the T's. And now here's why I say this, okay? I'm ready now. I'm tired. I'm tired of the President Obamas and the Rob Delaney's and the Bill Maher's and the Keith Ellison's. They all say that we need to get rid of the Second Amendment, or the Second Amendment is wrong-sided, or Hillary Clinton saying the Supreme Court got it wrong with Heller and all this other stuff. I'm tired of it. They're not speaking in a vacuum, but they're reflecting the views of a very small but vocal portion of the American population. And they mean it. And here's their million-dollar question for them that I have for them today. What the hell are you waiting on? Go get at it. Do it. I'm tired of your opportunistic gun control agenda, so just go for it. Start the process. Stop whining about it on Twitter. Stop making specials on HBO, at the Daily Kos. Stop going on the Jon Stewart show, which doesn't exist anymore, and making those little snarky remarks. Stop jumping in the news cycle and waiting to retweet something. Get out there and begin the movement in earnest. Go a la Temperance if you want to. Don't fall back on excuses. Don't pretend that you're okay with the Second Amendment in theory, but you're just appalled by the Heller decision. The Heller decision only recognized what was obvious when the drafters of the amendment put it together in the first place. A Second Amendment without the supposedly pernicious Heller interpretation wouldn't be any impediment to regulation at all. It would be a dead letter. It would be an effective repeal. It would be the end of the right itself. In other words, it'd be exactly what you want. So man up, put together a plan, and let's have at it. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the mealy mouth. I'm tired of the getting out there and saying, let's stop this, we have to do that, we have to. You have no solution for the nation's ills. You caused them. When you were getting out there and you were trying to consolidate things and put things in place that kept you in power, you had no plan beyond staying in power. Now you're reaping what you've sown. Ask the mayor of Baltimore how well that works out. She appeased, and then she had to watch and sacrifice parts of Baltimore to give them room to destroy because she couldn't control that which she put in motion. Crimes exploding in Chicago, that is partially, in a big way, due to the Chicago government, the way they execute their job. They face a whole bunch of problems here. Most of the United States is not a coastal elite city. So they'll have it's going to be tough for them to explain to suburban families that their established conception of American liberty is wrong. you might even suffer at the polls. It might turn into a reversal, and this unmasking of you, this complete and total, let's take a look at you, might be your undoing altogether. Go around to the states and travel and preach until the soles of your shoes are as thin as paper. You're going to have to lobby Congress over and over and over again. You're doing it now. You have to make ads and shake hands and twist arms and cut deals and suffer all the slings and arrows that will be thrown in your direction. You're going to have to tell anybody that will listen to you that they need to support you. And if they agree, they're either childish or beholden to the gun lobby. And that we don't care about children, that their reverence to the founders is mistaken. We have blood on our hands. We're doing it to, compensate for a small male reproductive system. Something equally nonsensical. We're not real men. And remember, don't half-step on this. Go for it. You're not going to go out there and tell these people that you want to reform or that is enough. You're going there to solicit their support for removing one of the articles in the original Bill of Rights. And make no mistake, when you go strolling into Pittsburgh or Youngstown or Pueblo and you tell blue-collar Democrat or other blue-collar Democrats that he only has his guns because he's not as well endowed as he'd like to be, that's going to be met with a couple of frowns. All you need to do now is to craft those laws. Get it going. I know you're trying to do it now and everything, but you're half-stepping. Declare war on us. I dare you. Because the problem here, maybe New Jersey, California, they go quietly, but Idaho isn't. Louisiana isn't. Kentucky isn't. Maine isn't. You'll need to persuade those sovereignties not to sue and drag their heels, but to do what's right as defined by you. So there will be no national conversation at that point. There will be no fighting back against the NRA. You're going to have to go after all sorts of groups, unions and churches and PTAs and political meetings and bowling leagues, and you have to tell them that you want common sense reform. Not that, but you want their guns. We want to be like Australia and Great Britain. God bless America. Have at it. Rolling in on hour number two, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.